Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. And as we come to the end of June, yes, we're almost halfway through the year, it's time for us to recap the month that was and also look ahead to what's happening not only in the week ahead, but perhaps the month ahead as well. And to help us do that, we welcome back to the show Song Seung-Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank. Seung-Woon, thank you so much for joining us again today. Good evening to you.
No problem. I hope you are keeping. Not going anywhere, so we are stuck with each other.
Well, I hope you're keeping well and safe.
As best as we could, we got vaccinated, we drink beer, we drink some more beer, eat some more, and...
And you can go out and eat now.
Just need to find the right girlfriend and, you know, leave the wife at home, that kind of thing.
My goodness. Well, let's move over to manufacturing now, and we'll start off with a recap of some of the figures released in June. And not so long ago, manufacturing, it contributes to over one-fifth of Singapore's GDP,
oh, yes.
I believe, and just at the end of last week, we saw that factory production expanded by 30% year on year, a seventh straight month of growth. Now, this exceeded most economists' expectations. What are your thoughts on the numbers? And was this just attributed to a low base effect, or is there more at play here?
Yes, low base certainly at play, which is why if you look on a global perspective, you're seeing many countries reporting like 50% jump in output. They're basically factories were or are still very busy this time. This time last year, in the aftermath of the, well, not aftermath, during the peak of the pandemic, basically the people were just very fearful. Factory activities just stopped. I mean, to put it into context, last May, it represent for Singapore, it represents a very typical Chinese New Year month, because usually during a Chinese New Year month, with China shut down, regional sort of factory activities also essentially take a break, as you know, everywhere people taking a holiday. This last year in during the pandemic, you just have several months of holidays enforced, so base was a factor at play. But roll forward this time this year, global manufacturing, I suppose, we have coped, we have adapted, we have seen easing in restriction, we have seen basically people being able to go back to factory, people resume more activities, as a result of which we saw basically manufacturing really, you know, being ramped up well ahead of what we see in the services side. Because on the services front, you are still seeing much restriction on, you know, consumer-facing activities, whereas factory activities is essentially you and I clicking a button, you know, somewhere along the line, manufacturing, or whether it's chip vacuum cleaners and all these things get rolled off the production floor because people and businesses have been able to adapt. So we saw global manufacturing certainly are rolling back very strongly, and we saw that reflected in, you know, many measures. Obviously, factory output as per measured by the factory output data, certainly as well in the monthly manufacturing survey, PMI numbers, etc. Only thing that we're real worried about is because strong demand, we're still seeing supply chain disruption, whether it's at port or whether it is at the factory side, because there's still restriction in some of the countries, and workers are also not finding as easy to go back to factory. We're seeing supply disruption. We're seeing pressure on prices. So many business and bosses are indeed worried about import prices and to what extent that can be passed on to consumer, and that's what we continue to watch out for. No reason on the pullback in the manufacturing activity. I think that's still looking strong, but there are other sources, other areas of worry.
So do you think we'll continue to see factory production expand? I mean, we've seen, as I mentioned, seven straight months. Do you think it will continue?
If nothing else, the base from which we're comparing last year, May, June, you know, we saw output declining by 6-7% on year. Basically, as I said, you know, we saw businesses just essentially being enforced with Chinese New Year month kind of operating environment for, you know, basically about 3 months before they cope and adapt. And so given that kind of a base, and given still, you know, restriction being eased around the world, although we have recently, even today, I heard and hear news of restrictions being imposed in some, but generally it's not as severe as it was last year. So I think manufacturing activity should still essentially be able to lift not just Singapore growth, but manufacturing activities and the goods manufacturing sector should still essentially help to lift global growth for the second quarter. We'll see to what extent then get disrupted or otherwise in the final quarter.
I see. We're speaking with Song Seng-Wen, economist at CIMB Private Bank. Now, Seng-Wen, earlier we were talking about being able to go back out and eat. We can dine in, and we can also work out to balance things out.
Indeed. And
as Singapore has been ramping up our vaccination efforts, can you walk us through how Singapore's economy is faring at the moment?
Okay, so earlier we painted a picture of external demand, especially manufactured goods. So as you said, manufacturing accounted for about a quarter of our GDP. There's still a few percent on the good producing side from construction. So fortunately, we have seen construction activities also gradually picking up. This time last year, when I was looking out the window, the crane was still day in, day out. So, against that kind of base, we probably will see, over 100% rebound in construction activities when we report, say, prelim Q2 GDP, for instance. So comes back to restriction, et cetera, on the services side. So services side, as you said, we can go out and dine. Yes, for 5 weeks, we couldn't because of the tightening restriction. But essentially, because we have coped and adapted, from what we have learned from last year, the restriction didn't impact the broader economy as much as what was experienced this time last year. Even within the services side, there are still quite a few in-person activities that can still take place, although it was with restriction. Consumer-facing activities, were not as severely affected. So it's not as bad, but obviously for some sectors, some industries, food and beverage in particular, did see a pullback in activities during the restriction period, but they're relatively small in terms of the overall picture. So for the broader economy, I think it was just at the margins that we saw restriction and activities. On year, we should still see a very significant rebound when we report prelim Q2 GDP figures.
So, okay, and very quickly, Seng-Wen, looking ahead to the rest of the week, I don't quite think we've got time for the rest of the month, but lots to watch out
lots
for.
Lots of activities.
We do.
Lots
we've got activities. China's PMI, Singapore's Q2 URA property home price
index.
The
OPEC ministerial meeting, very important.
Definitely, and let's not forget US June non-farm payrolls. What are you going to be watching
OECD,
this week?
All of them. OECD, a meeting to propose the overall global minimum tax, for instance. We have the Olympics to watch out for with anticipation and trepidation as well. The Wimbledon, again, same thing to what extent. We've certainly been watching out to what extent.
Are you watching sports or watching markets, Seng-Wen?
Both, you need to do something while watching the markets because the market is getting interesting in that we are reaching still very high valuation and market continue to power ahead in anticipation that all the super monitors where commodity volatilities can continue to prevail. Don't know. So there's certain worry on that front while watching all the development that is still and will happen to have an impact, I think, on markets at the margin. So it's still going to be a fun month as far as July is concerned.
Definitely. Well, Song Seng-Wen, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always wonderful to have you on the show.
My pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Song Seng-Wen, economist at CIMB Private Bank. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.